Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. You know, we've been talking over the past few weeks about the ministry of fatherhood. And if you have missed any of those, feel free to go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, get caught up. But you know, we as busy dads are always looking for new ways that we can grow closer to our kids. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we think that we need tons of time to make this connection. And that's just not the case. You know, just like regular date nights with each child or weekend camping trips with just dad and the kids, these can be very significant as well. And while those daddy date nights and camping trips are great, it's actually the little things, you know, done over time and with a loving heart that probably make the biggest impact on our kids. Mm-hmm. Would you agree, Bruce?
Exactly right, Cap. And it's those times like playing catch in the backyard or kicking the soccer ball back and forth and playing with those dollies that will spark meaningful conversations with our children in terms of what they're thinking and feeling. And, you know, if you imagine that backyard catch, throwing a question, what happened in school today, listening as they tell you, how'd you feel about that, listen. You know, the idea of exchanging the ball can help remind us that we need to catch what is being said as well as throwing in our ideas and insights.
You know, Bruce, that's an excellent word picture, the idea of father and child throwing back thoughts and feelings as they play catch, something that any one of us could do at any time. But what are some other fathering tips we can try?
Well, be a mailman. You know, write notes and letters to your children on special occasions. And use these letters to express your love for them and your joy, your pride, to acknowledge some strength that you see in their life, to offer up a special prayer, to share your hopes and dreams for them. And, you know, you and I have done this with our kids.
Certainly. I know that this is something that our kids have appreciated very well, writing letters to them at certain ages. And not only that, I know that they've kept these letters because I think they find them very, very meaningful.
Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about that. You know, look at some ways that you can build a little box or a special place for them to keep those letters.
What else can we do as dads to stay close to our kids?
Well, I think be a regular part of their bedtime routine. You know, these times are going to give us a chance as dads to connect with each one of our children. And although it might extend bedtime by a minute or two, it's like those little dimes and pennies we put into the piggy bank. It's going to add up to dollars later on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm reminded of the story of the little boy who asked his mommy one night, where does daddy live? Because he never saw him at bedtime and thought he didn't even sleep in his own house.
How sad for that little guy.
Yeah.
To think that his daddy didn't even live at home. Not necessarily the message that we want to send to our kids.
No, sir.
But what else can we do, Bruce? These are all very practical.
Well, look for ways we can team up and do something together with them, some work or, you know, pick a chore or a trip we need to take, run errands, and do it with your child. You know, the work's going to get done probably a little slower, but more importantly, it's going to let you have some time with your kid. You know, help me clear the table or to run this dishwasher or to pump the gas in the car or to go to the store and pick some things up. It's not only going to give mom a break, it's going to give you some good time with your kids.
Well, Bruce, we have time for one more.
Well, I think the last one is to really keep watch and keep our promises. You know, how many times have we said to our children we were going to pray for them during the day and then we've forgotten? And, mm-hmm. you know, we need to look for ways to help us remember. Sticky notes, put them on your task list in the computer, or set your watch or phone to beep to remind you. And,
right.
you know, if your child says that she's going to have a big history test on such and such a day, such and such a time, ask, get all those details, and set your watch or phone so that it beeps at that time. Then no matter where you are, when that thing beeps, stop and pray for your child right then. And, you know, if you're like me, if you didn't set the alarm, you're going to forget the promise to pray. And this activity is not only going to help you remember to keep your promise to pray, but, you know, when they see you set your device in front of them, you're saying, you are a priority in my life. And it's just another great way to show your kid that they're a precious part of your life.
Well, thank you, Bruce. These have all been very helpful to us. We're going to make sure that we print them up and put them out on the website, so feel free to go out and visit pebblesoftruth.com and click on the family activity link and download them. We'd also like to hear from you. How have these been helpful to you? But also, how can we help you and your church? We'd really like to be able to get some feedback from you, so feel free to click on that feedback button and we'll be sure to answer your questions. But until next time, let's keep building our house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.